Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. In this empowering solo episode of Meltdown to Mastery, I'll dive deep into the transformative journey from breakdowns to breakthroughs. We've covered some of what is true mastery. Now let's explore what is a meltdown and what causes them. I know I've been left going, wait, what just happened? That was really intense. And often they come out of nowhere. And honestly, it's just part of being human. Whether you're facing challenges in your career, relationships, or personal growth, this episode will guide you towards harnessing your inner strength and turning meltdowns into stepping stones on the path to true mastery. Understanding the psychology of meltdowns can provide valuable insights into why they occur and how we can better manage them. Meltdowns are intense emotional reactions that can manifest in various ways, such as anger, frustration, crying, or even physical outbursts. They often occur when we feel overwhelmed by stressors or triggers, and they can be results of a combination of internal and external factors. Here's an expanded explanation of the psychology of meltdowns. Now, the most important quote to remember is, "This too shall pass." First of all, let's go into triggers and stressors. Meltdowns are often triggered by a combination of stressors that exceed our ability to cope effectively. These stressors can be external, such as work pressure, relationship conflicts, financial problems, or unexpected life events. They can also be internal, known as a trigger. The unconscious can be triggered, stemming from unaddressed emotional issues, unresolved traumas, or unmet needs, often from childhood. A trigger can be activated more easily than we realize, sending us into a cascade of emotion without us even realizing how it happened. In our first 7 years, we learn through programming. All of this programming is so that we learn what is safe, what is not safe, and how to react to foods, smells, taste, touch, and situations. We find out what makes us happy, what makes us sick, what keeps us safe, and what is not safe. Sometimes we have legit been through some abusive or scary situations that have been stored in the subconscious. It can then be activated by a trigger that happens later in life, and it's just meant to keep us safe. Our body reacts to all of this with a cascade of information coming from the nervous system. The desire for ice cream, for example, may come as easily from a trigger as from the need for actual food. It may very well be linked to a childhood memory. Ice cream was often a reward or something we ate with others at good times. When we crave it, we may be craving those feelings and a wish to trigger them. It could be as much an emotional reaction or desire to have the cascade of feel-good neurotransmitters. And it may be important to be aware of, what foods do we reach for when we're feeling sad, down, stressed, and why? The connection to the physical is equally important to realize. The automatic mind, responsible for all the functions that go on in our body automatically, is linked to the subconscious and all those subconscious triggers. The link to a smell, taste, touch, or sight may immediately send us into a stress state, affecting blood pressure, stress hormones, digestion, breath rate, and so much more. Perhaps ice cream is actually linked to a series of ingrained bad memories. We would then have the opposite response to desire. We may feel sick to our stomach, there may be a gag reflex, or we could go into a fight or flight response caused by this subconscious trigger. The body's fight or flight response is activated. Then a psychological reaction designed to prepare us for danger happens. This response involves the release of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. which can lead to heightened emotions and physical sensations, such as increased heart rate and rapid breathing, easily felt as a meltdown. Then we are vulnerable to complete emotional hijacking and a desire to escape. This occurs when intense emotions take over, bypassing our rational thinking and problem-solving abilities. This loss of control can lead to behaviors that are out of character, such as yelling, crying, or withdrawing from the situation. And have you ever had that desire to just run and get away? Well, that's fight or flight. Meltdowns are closely tied to difficulties in emotional regulation, which is the ability to manage and control our emotions in response to different situations. When our emotional regulation skills are compromised, we may struggle to process and express emotions in a healthy and balanced manner. The fight or flight response actually puts us in this situation. Our thinking mind is bypassed when we are in a stressed state, so we are left without rational thought. Have you ever gone into an exam, panicked a bit with the familiar terrain and triggers, or been hijacked by that first question? With that panic, blood is no longer going to the frontal cortex. We actually lose the ability to think, which doesn't help much in an exam or any other high-stress situation. During a meltdown, our cognitive load, the amount of mental effort required to process information, can become overwhelming. As stressors accumulate and emotions intensify, our cognitive resources become strained, making it harder to think rationally, make decisions, and communicate effectively. Emotions take over, bypassing our rational thinking and problem-solving abilities. This loss of control can lead to behaviors that are out of character, such as yelling, crying, or even withdrawing from the situation, or plain old running. Then voila, we have catharsis and emotional release. Meltdowns happen when it's all just too much, and we've all been there, but they can serve as a form of emotional release. Crying, yelling, the typical meltdown can be cathartic. While it may all seem distressing, it can provide a temporary outlet for built-up tension and emotions. However, this release is often followed by feelings of guilt, shame, or regret, the result of a full-blown meltdown. Understanding the psychology of meltdowns is the first step toward managing them effectively. Developing emotional regulation skills, practicing mindfulness, which is really just realizing where they came from and having love and patience for ourselves. Developing deep breathing and just realizing that reaction is often due to a trigger in the subconscious that we are able and completely capable to navigate. We are here, not in the past. We are powerful, and this too shall pass. By addressing the root causes and learning to manage intense emotions, we could work towards achieving a greater sense of emotional well-being and resiliency. It's a process, and we all have meltdowns. But by realizing where they come from, we can truly move toward mastery. If you've enjoyed the information in this episode, share it with someone you care about and know will benefit. There is one thing for certain. Meltdowns are inevitable. Let's move into mastery together. In the show notes, you'll find my link tree, which has links to many of the most popular platforms. You'll also find links to connect to the featured guest, webpage, and social media. Thanks again for being committed to mastery. Change in this world really starts within each of us.